Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The University of Massachusetts in Amherst was once derided as ZUMass for its reputation as a party school. Now UMass prides itself as being a respected research university and for moving aggressively against unruly student behavior. But school officials have gone overboard, students say, and they're pushing to change the university's strict code of conduct. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Desmond McHugh says he's not a bad student.
I have a 3.7 GPA. I have a 4.0 GPA within my major. I'm in the honors school. I've been on dean's list every semester that I've been at this school.
But 2 weeks into his freshman year, McHugh ran into the University of Massachusetts Code of Conduct. He was in his room with people who were drinking beer. A resident advisor saw them. They were fined $100 each and made to take an alcohol course. Having a beer can in his room was not McHugh's last breach. The skinny sophomore with a tuft of hair peeking out from under his Bruins cap is very animated as he recounts this story. His face lights up.
An RA came and saw a beer cans of the shower. There were five of us in the shower. Writ all five people up for alcohol sanctions, which we thought was ridiculous. Just because there was a beer can on the floor does not mean five of us were drinking, because we weren't.
2 years ago, the last year for which it has statistics, UMass Amherst issued more than 4,000 sanctions to students, primarily for underage drinking. Spokesman Ed Blagojevski says binge drinking by college students is a concern across the country.
Problem drinking really is widespread, and so this issue is not unique to UMass Amherst in any way.
But the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, with more undergraduates, hands down one-third the sanctions UMass does, in part because its rules are not as strict.
We're handing out sanctions for things as small as playing kickball in the hallway.
Kyle Howard is the UMass Student Government Association's Attorney General. He oversees the student judicial advisors who counsel students charged with violating the student code of conduct.
I think it's, in large part, the administration's attempt to continue to crack down on the ZUMass image. But the problem is that ZUMass left a long time ago.
Howard wants a less stringent code like the one at Michigan. It's a university with a very different way of treating underage students who drink. Jay Wilgus is Michigan's director of student conflict resolution.
It is certainly fair to say they don't get punished. We don't actually even use that word in our office.
Instead, the goal is to get students to figure out why they're drinking so much. UMass touts the success of its strict rules. The university says in the last 5 years, it's cut binge drinking by 30%. When the school found Desmond McHugh showering near beer cans, it placed him on housing probation. One more slip, and he'd be out. That slip came last year. McHugh has a sleep disorder that makes him hard to awaken. He slept through a false fire alarm. Police officers tried to rouse him.
Clearly, I wasn't awake. Obviously, if I had seen a police officer in front of me and I looked at him, I wouldn't have just rolled over.
The officers told McHugh to get out of bed. When he didn't respond, one cop pulled him out and led him out the door. The police say McHugh grabbed the door jams and pushed one of them. He was charged with assault and battery on a police officer. McHugh says that's not possible.
Basically, this officer who I supposedly assaulted and battered was probably, I'd say, about 6'5 and about 240 pounds. He was a monster.
McHugh weighs 140 pounds.
And I'm about, I think, 5'11. So for me to push this officer and make him take a step back, I probably would have needed a running start, especially after he was already restraining me.
McHugh says he doesn't remember any of this. Doctors wrote letters saying what happened that night was caused by his sleep disorder. But the deans told him the medical evidence was irrelevant. At his hearing, he wasn't allowed to cross-examine the police officer. He was found responsible for the assault and battery. Students say it's common for an accused student to face a presumption of guilt that's almost impossible to overcome. The university says it's not a court of law. Desmond McHugh was kicked out of the dorms, so he can't live on campus. But he says off-campus landlords check students' records.
So I can't live on campus or off campus, pretty much, because of this. I don't know, I just feel like the judicial system at this school is set up to hurt kids.
A commission is working on reforming the student code of conduct. Brandon Tower, the president of the Student Government Association, serves on the commission. He wants to make the code fairer and less punitive.
I think it's time for a forward-thinking, a progressive, and a sensible policy that doesn't adversely harm both the university and students.
As a first step, Tower expects the commission to decide this week whether fines and mandatory counseling for underage drinking should be replaced by a written warning to first-time offenders. Ed Blagojevski, the spokesman for UMass, defends the counseling program.
This program has really helped, and it has intervened early on and got students to think about what the result of their behavior is, both on themselves and the community.
The university says its mix of counseling and sanctions is fair and thorough, designed to have teaching moments, and encourages good student behavior. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.